If the cause you have received, if the cause you are to give. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. If the cause you have received, if the cause you are to give, don't let it go or silver or copper for your belts, loose sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for the worthy person in it and sit there until you leave. As you enter the house, if it peace, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let the peace come upon it. If not, let the peace return to you. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus says, with the cause you have received, with the cause you are to give. So practically, whatever we have is not from ourselves. It's given. If our life itself is given, you don't make life for yourself. Many things happen, some successful, some not successful. But Jesus expects not to see just we are successful, to see that we are doing our best. Jesus is watching us. Of course, not that policeman. He accompanying us, like Father. He holds our hands. Even at times, he carry us. On his back. He's ready. God loves us so much. Important is that he expects us to just to share his ideal of life, to love every person without exception. So try today, love every person next to us. You went on the street, in the church, or your family members, any person next to us is a chance that we love them as Jesus would love them. Maybe Jesus would like us to love this person on his sake. We are not doing good for our own selves. We are doing something that we are like another Christ. Christ shared all his life with us, even his body in the blessed sacrament given completely to us, with no reservation. Jesus expects us also to share this gift to others with the exception. God is love. The time we share this love, the time we are professing to the world that God exists. Today the world just materialistic. They don't yearn for God. This is what hurt Jesus most. Not only Judas betrayed Jesus. At times, we also betray Jesus. By the time that we do not live up our call to love unconditionally, to love, being the first one to love. Jesus is watching us, but of course not a policeman. He watches and means he's ready to hold our hands, to embrace us. We expect that we share our life with others. Our life is not alone. Our life is that of Jesus. So when we have unity among ourselves, united with Christ, then when we go to the marketplace, although we are alone, we are not alone, because Jesus is with us. Remember, just Jesus says, I will be with you until the end of the day, until the end of the world. Personally, I experienced so many times the presence of God with the parishioners, sometimes with the people I work with. For some time ago, I had a little bit nervous, don't know how to deal with things, a new situation. But by the time I entrust everything in the hand of Jesus, I like the prayer of Sister Faustina teaching us, Jesus, I trust in you. With this prayer, hope coming in to I'm sure God is with me through the people, through the situation. Just let's work together to share his life with the people next to us. And the gospel, Jesus asks us not to go from one house to another. Especially when the situation is not pleasant, stay there, asking for the grace of God, that no matter we go, we do, it's not our will, but His will be done upon us.